constructive rest, which is the part of an Alexander lesson that most pupils look forward to. What I thought I would do in this session is to talk you through the process of constructive rest, and maybe you can actually do it as I am guiding you. So with that in mind, you might want to be listening to this podcast when you're somewhere where you can lie on a flat surface on your back with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor, and possibly with one or maybe two or more even books underneath your head, paperback books to support your head. There's also, as I'm going to describe to you how to lie down, but if you're a very visual person, you might find it helpful before listening to this podcast to go to the ReadyList website and take a look at, there's a video there which demonstrates constructive rest. And actually that might be quite a good idea to do that. So what you do is you need to find a flat surface to lie on, not too hard. So if it's a carpet, that should be fine. You can also put a yoga mat on top of that, or a thin, very thin, one of those thin foam camping mats. Or even if you don't have any of those things, a folded blanket would do as well. So the surface needs to be supportive. You don't need to sink into it. So the sofa or a bed, it's not going to work. Before you start this exercise, I'd like you to consider how much, if any, back pain you have. If you are suffering from quite a lot of back pain, and especially if it's quite severe, then it would be very advisable to seek medical attention before attempting this. In this country, if it was me, I would probably visit an osteopath. Wherever you're listening to this, there might be a different system, but at least someone who is medically trained to understand the skeleton and the muscles, the musculoskeletal system. Because if you've got a really bad back spasm, you might find that doing this procedure causes your back to open up, and that will really probably release a lot more pain, and you might find yourself stuck on the floor. For normal slight aches, that kind of thing, you're probably fine. But please, if you're at all concerned, check with a medical practitioner before you try this procedure. I'm making it sound like it's something astonishing. It's literally just lying down on the floor with your knees bent and your feet flat, and maybe your hands resting on your stomach or along your side, by the sides of your body. So it's not like you're going to be doing gymnastics or anything, but it is important to realize that this kind of addresses the soft and tall aspect of the ReadyList. And what might happen is your back might open and widen, lengthen and widen, and which is a really good thing. But if it's used to being cramped or in spasm, that can release pain. So beware. And if you feel that you're fine to do this, and also if you're okay about getting on the floor and getting back up again, then let's give it a shot. So first of all, making sure you have a surface to lie on. A carpet is usually fine, as I said, or a thin mat. Don't lie on a hard wooden floor or a stone floor without something underneath you. You might need under your head some books. The video is quite helpful for this, to give you a guide of how many you might need. Basically, the rule is that, as far as I'm concerned anyway, there is some disagreement on this point, that you have sufficient books, if you need any at all, that when you're lying flat on your back with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor, semi-supine, that's called. That's what we're going to call it from now on, semi-supine. That you might find that your head drops back uncomfortably with your chin sticking up, or you might find that your head comes forward uncomfortably. Well, especially if you've got too many books underneath it, with your chin squishing down onto your throat. So just roughly work out how many books you need. Paperback books, by the way, not a cushion or a pillow, because again, you need to have good firm support in order for your, hopefully for your spine to be able to lengthen a little bit, which is what might happen when you're lying in this position. So you've got a few books under your head and you are lying on a not super hard surface. Just a word about getting down there, if you haven't done that bit yet, is again, exercising a little bit of caution if you're a bit stiff or if you're not as young as you used to be. It's probably a good idea to get on all fours first and then to roll down onto your side and onto your back. So let's imagine now you're in that position. So the first thing to do is just to notice what you can feel as you're lying there. How much of your back is touching the surface you're lying on? Can you notice your feet lying flat on the surface? Are you aware of the feet? Are you aware of your head on the books? I'll give you a second just to think around your body and notice those things. And also just noticing, without feeling you need to do anything about it, if anything is really uncomfortable. Is there any pain anywhere? Most people find when they first lie down that they have a lot of tension in the lower back. You can help yourself with that. I'll try and explain what you do. It's much easier if I demonstrate it, but of course, I can't really do that on a podcast. But again, maybe take a look at the video. Just to get a little bit more opening in your lower back, you can do a little trick. So what you do is you you take your hands and you put them almost as if you were trying to slide them into the back pockets of your trousers. So put your hands underneath the top part of your hips and then just in the area of the lower back. And what you do is you gently lift yourself up by pushing your feet down into the floor. You kind of bounce yourself up briefly. And as you bounce up, as your back or as your hip area comes up off the floor, you just push as if you were pushing your hands into your pockets. And what that can do is bring the pelvis, it sort of scoops the pelvis up in a curve, and it can help you to lengthen or take out any stress in your lower back. Don't worry if you can't do that or if nothing happens. It's quite hard to describe it in a podcast. So you're lying semi-supine, you're on the floor, you've got the books under your head. Now what I'm going to ask you to do is just imagine that your back melts into the floor. Try and do this without judgment. As I mentioned before, there's no right, there's no wrong. There's just what's happening for you in the moment. Try and be present with where you are right now, with what's happening. And just notice and mark it as interesting if any internal dialogue pops up at this point. Along the lines of, along judgmental lines. Am I doing this correctly? Is this how it should feel? Oh, I don't know if I'll be able to do this. Whatever is coming up into the old, as they call it, the monkey mind. It's all fine. Just let it run, ignore it. It doesn't mean anything. Imagining your back melting into the floor. Notice your shoulders. Most of us have a bit of tension in the shoulders. I certainly do a lot of the time. So just thinking of those runny custard shoulders now, imagine them melting into the floor. Again, if nothing much happens, it's okay. It's just a thought. And working on your own like this, it can take the back maybe 20 minutes to start to undo. So don't expect instant amazing results or any results at all. Just observe yourself. You're imagining your shoulders melting. Now your arms will be resting on the floor, either alongside you, or perhaps with your arms bent at the elbow and your hands resting on your abdomen. Just imagine that your arms are very heavy and they're sinking and drooping, and it's like they don't work anymore. And bring your attention to your head, and imagine also that the head is very heavy and that's sinking into the books that are supporting it. Don't try and push it. Don't try and make something happen. Just think these thoughts and observe what happens. Imagine now that your pelvic area is also softening and opening. So notice where your legs join your back. And what you might want to do is just to give your knees a little wiggle, a small wiggle, so that you can feel where your hip joints are. You might even want to put your hands there. A lot of people think the hip joints are quite high up in the pelvis, but they're not. Just see if you can feel the movement of where your legs join the pelvis. And you can even help yourself by just putting your hands on the sides of your legs, at the top of your thighs, on your bum, basically, the sides of that. And as you move your legs gently, just see if you can feel the movement in the joints with your hands. And then just having had a play with that, go back to softening, releasing, and allowing that whole area to just soften and melt as much as it wants to right now. Now just imagine that what I'm going to do is put my hand on your chest. Try and imagine that there is now a warm hand which is on your chest. It's below your throat area, around the breast area. And that hand is just calming you, softening you. The heat from that hand is allowing the chest area to open up. It feels like there's some weight in the hand, but it's not heavy. And then I'm going to move my hand, and I'm going to put both hands on your shoulders. And imagine that as I put my hands on your shoulders start to melt. With the kids, we say, imagine your shoulders are made of ice cream. And then I put my hands in the sun and heat them up. And I put them on the ice cream. And what happens to the ice cream? So just letting your shoulders melt. Now come back to your head. Just imagine I've got my hands either side of your head, and my fingers are underneath your skull. Now, the top of your spine is roughly where your ears are in terms of height. You might think it's a bit lower than that. A lot of people think it's somewhere around the shoulders, but it isn't. It's quite high up. So I've now got my hands either side of your head, and my fingertips are just making contact with the base of your skull. And you can let your head rest in my hands, and you can let yourself melt into my hands. And coming back again to noticing, can I soften my shoulders a bit more? Can I soften my back? Asking yourself, is my head heavy on the books? Can I soften my hips without letting my legs fall over? Now, I'm going to suggest that you lie down like this now for at least another 10 minutes, if you've got the time. Hopefully you will have. And that brings me to the issue of time and prioritizing time for yourself. One of the biggest problems my people seem to have had over the years is valuing themselves enough that they will make time to do this every day for half an hour. The fact is, it helps you to be a more pleasant person. So I always think, well, that's actually a very constructive thing to be thinking of. So it's not a selfish thing, which some people seem to feel it is, that they're being selfish, carving out time for themselves like this, especially women with children. But you're not being selfish. You're actually doing your family a big favor, because you're making yourself into a nicer person. So it's less likely you're going to be grumpy and snappy, and also maybe not so tired. Just coming on to tired, if you do find you're falling asleep, it's actually okay. You just probably need to sleep. So if you do find you're dropping off and your legs are falling over, what I suggest you do is you do a little trick where you slightly take your heels outwards so that you're lying still with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor, but your heels are pointing outwards. So you're sort of pigeon-toed. And then only a little bit, and then let your knees drop in towards each other to support themselves. So your legs support themselves, like you make like an A shape. And adjust your heels as necessary so it's not uncomfortable, but that your legs are supporting each other so that if you do drop off to sleep, your legs won't fall over. But ideally, you're not dropping off to sleep. You are still awake and thinking around your body and noticing what's happening. This all helps for when you come to work on yourself in activity and standing up. So when you come to do the soft and tall part of the ready list, you're more in touch with what's happening in your body, and your body's more used to being asked to release and soften, because it might be a new idea for it. But working on yourself when you're lying down is a lot easier than when you're up and about and stuff is happening. So continue to lie down. You can stop this podcast, you can pause it, and just lie there. And then play the rest of it after you've had a bit of a lie down. But don't get up straight away. I'm going to tell you how to get up. So if you want to lie down for a bit first, pause now and then come back. And I'll just give you instructions on a way to get up. Because if you've been lying down for a while, your back may have opened up. You may have softened a few things. And if you suddenly sit straight up, you could hurt yourself. So without sounding all alarmist again, lie down there for as long as you wish. Keep thinking around your body in the way I described. And then come back, and I will come back after a short while. And now I'm going to describe to you how to get up. So you're still lying semi-supine, and now you're going to get up. A little trick I learned from a yoga teacher is, before you try and get up, if you're mobile enough to do this, just keep your knees bent and hold your knees with your hands and pull your knees towards your chest to a comfortable distance, as much as you can, but it's not a massive exercise, just to a comfortable area. Don't try and overstretch. And then very, 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 very gently, just move your knees a slight amount from side to side. Do that with your hands. Move your knees, your legs, I should say, really, sorry. Move your legs from side to side by just gently pushing either side with your hands. This just softens up your lower back a little bit more. And then after that, I'm going to ask you to roll onto your side. Now, you can do this in two ways. You can keep holding your knees and just roll onto your side, or you can put your feet back down on the floor. From the semi-supine position, what you're going to do is to roll over onto your side. Now, I'm going to describe the best way of doing that, so that you don't twist your back. First of all, I'm going to describe it, and then please don't do it at the same time at first. I'll talk you through it once I've described it. What you're going to do is you're going to choose which side you're going to roll onto, and you're going to reach across your body with your arm so that you're reaching out for the floor on the opposite side. And at the same time, keeping your knees bent, you're going to let your legs drop over in that same direction. So as your arm moves, your legs fall over to the same direction. So your whole body turns without twisting. And you can also help that along by being making sure that you also turn your head in that direction too. So that's what we're going to do. Before we do that, guess what we're going to do? You are going to stop. You're going to see. Just look up, perhaps you're looking at the ceiling, I don't know. Spot something. You're going to breathe. Breathe out through the mouth. Let the air come in through the nose without any sniffing sounds, unless you've got a cold, of course. So sniffing means that you're constricting the airways. Slowly let the air out through your mouth. And then notice if you're soft and tall. So for that, just think of your head sinking into the books. Imagine your shoulders softening. There are my hands on them again. That ice cream shoulders melting in the heat of my hands. My hand is on your chest. Imagine it opens up. And then when you feel yourself opening and softening, if you do, or at least have the thought, roll onto your side in the way I just described. So your arm comes across, your legs drop over all at the same time, and your head turns too. Then wait on your side for a second. Think you're ready, list again. Stop, see, breathe. Soft and tall. Notice if you can imagine your head is heavy as you're lying there. Your shoulders soften. Your hips soften. Your bum melts. Then continue rolling onto your hands and knees. And then depending on your mobility, see if you can get yourself up from that position. But before you move again to do that, and it's fine, by the way, to hang on to something if you need to. Or you can just bring your weight back onto your heels and then bring one leg up from underneath you and get up like that. Whatever works for you. But before you do that part, see if you can remember to stop first and do your ready list. Until finally you're standing. Now just check in with yourself. What are you present to in your body at this time? Think about walking, stop. See, breathe, soft and tall, imagine your shoulders melt down and your head draws up, floats up like a floaty balloon. So play around with that, practice it, see what it, you notice. Now you've been given quite a few things to think of in these past few podcasts. Before I move on and take us into looking at a bit of the whys and wherefores of what's happening, and then on to the A-team via, of course, emotional intelligence. What is that? What's an emotion? I'd like you to just take a break and practice all these things. See if you can do the constructive rest activity every day. Is that difficult for you? Is it difficult for you to value yourself enough to prioritize that time? And what does that tell you? So thank you for listening. I'm Sue Merry. This is the Ready List podcast, and I look forward to meeting you again in the next episode. Bye for now.